Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. And there would be those here, some of whom would question if this could be. Is it possible that a human being can sit and instantly cross to the other side of the veil and bring forward not only the language, the information, but so much more? That a portal could be opened that was dynamic, would allow free choice. And that some in a group like this would feel it instantly and know what it was, and know they would be safe, and could feel the love of God around them, and could feel family. And others would sit next to them and say, it's a fake. And that, dear human being, is the beauty of this. That spirit does not poke at you in ways that are inappropriate, but instead sits before you in love and says, take a look. How does it feel? How does it feel? How does it feel? And these are the times where there are dispensations of energy that lay upon a group that has come with pure intent, where healings occur. And they're not just healings of the cellular structure of the body. So often, old soul, they begin to talk to you in ways that you came to hear. And I know what you've come to hear. This is the shift. And in the shift, there is a role that is being played by the light worker, by the old soul, in the room, right here. A role that is now finally upon you. It is harder than it was, and you know what I mean. And so there are those who would say, am I worthy? What do I do next? Where do I go from here? What can I do? Why do I feel like I feel? And why am I depressed? What is it about light workers and self-worth anyway? You have this beautiful light, and it shines so gloriously. It says, look here, I've got something. And then you go inside, and the mind says, but I'm not really sure I have it. I'm looking at your light, and you got it. Oh, you got it. Why don't you let these days be the time that corrects that oxymoron? And so you can walk out of this building, drive down this high desert differently than you came up, and say, I'm starting to feel my purpose. And you start to get chills and say, I am worthy to be here. I am worthy. This is so unusual. And the channel even of yesterday of Gaia, talking about the various energies of the planets and the stars, and they look at you curiously. How can you have so much light? And you haven't really discovered who you are. Curious human beings. The great shift is going to erase the curiosity. The great shift is going to take the old soul and the light worker and build a foundation around their light if you so choose. You will never, ever ask, do I have a light again? You'll know it. And it's time. We started a dialogue next to the canyon 2 days ago. You exit the building and you see the rocks and the majesty and the trees. And you're awed. And you love it. You feel the portal that is here. You spin a little bit in the vortices that perhaps will change the energy from one side of the rock to another. You're in the right place. And you look at them curiously. And you admire what is there. And you feel what is there. Some of you will even touch a tree. Want to hear its voice. Hold a rock. Put your hand against the granite. But then when you release your hand and you walk away and say, that was beautiful. I'd like to come back and experience that. Never understanding that Gaia is looking at you the same way. And if I could put words in the mouth of the trees and the rocks, they would be this. Look, she touched me. He touched me. The piece of divinity from the stars touched me. And that's how we feel. There's so much in you. It would be a good time for the healing to start. I want this 2 days with you to create a shell in this building where you can come in total safety and absorb the things you need to hear. Not a generic linear sponge that simply is going to take it all in and have to sort it out later, but one who sits and says, Dear Spirit, I want the things I need delivered to me. And the things that may be profound that I don't need, we'll put them on the shelf for later. But I don't want to go through this linear three-dimensional process of taking all the notes and listening to all of the speakers and trying to all sort it out later, remember what they said. So why don't we make a pact, an agreement with yourselves, your consciousness, and your heart. Dear Spirit, let the things touch me in these days that I came for. And the healing that I came for. And the attitude adjustment that I came for. And the power that I came for. Because it's time. It was 3 years ago, I told my partner, put together a meeting that they'll never forget. That they'll never forget. And my partner said, what is it to make it so memorable? What can we do to make it memorable? And I said to my partner, you put this together and they will come. And what will make it memorable? Is that they're going to leave so different than they came that they will look back at their rebirthing this weekend, of a shift this weekend, of things that they didn't even expect this weekend. And they will never forget it because of what happened in their heart and in their cellular structure. There are those here who may not believe that this is even real. That the channeling experience, they don't see the colors that so many of you do on the stage. They may not even feel the energy that you are feeling now. And so they sit and they wonder when it's going to be over. And so I want to speak to them. You are loved as much as any human being in this room, dear one, and you may not believe this is taking place, but the same number of beautiful, loving, angelic beings will walk out with you as walk out with the healer and the channeler this day. And they will walk next to you all your life till there's a time when you may remember this energy and say yes. Or you may need us at a time when you are at your lowest ebb, and we'll be there. And it's not because you joined something or you made an agreement. It's because you're already on the planet. The agreement was made at your birth. That you would come. That light would be presented. and you would have free choice to do whatever you want with it, including reject it and walk away. It is appropriate. You are dearly loved for it. There is no judgment from this chair. Do you understand that? Feel safe in this place. And if you dare, you might even open up your emotion a little bit. See the light in those around you and realize they're not a cult. They're not out to trap you. They don't want you to join anything. They would just love to let you know that they are compassionate and they have light. And there may be something you haven't considered yet about yourself. Could it be clearer? And that is the message, and always has been and always will be, from this chair, as long as my partner can take a breath. I'll be back. And so it is.